Well, we've spoken with AFL Bowen Region General Manager Will McGregor about the postponement of local football and netball until May 31. This time we're speaking with GDFL President Neville Whitley. Nev, firstly, thank you for your time. It's been an interesting 4 or 5 days in the local football and netball landscape. How did you react when you found out that your competition won't recommence until sometime in June?
Oh, well, it was something that we possibly were anticipating, that it would be pushed back. And who knows what might happen after that. But we're staying positive about things, that if things do improve, we might be able to get our season started a little bit earlier than 31st of May.
Okay. Your season, by that stage, will have lost about 7 rounds of football if we don't start into June. Do you start working on a new fixture, as AFL Bowen is doing, and sort of putting some different models in place for how it could look for when play does resume?
Well, we'll be sitting down with AFL Bowen to have a look at what they've come up with their draw, because there was a bit of controversy with the clash of our grand finals at Ballarat and GDFL, and that may be able to be overcome now with a restructured draws. So we'll be sitting down with them and coming up with an answer. But as it sits at this stage, I just looked at some dates. They've put May 31, but if we started on May, we're able to start on May 30. We could play each other once and have a 11-round competition for this year.
Yeah, okay.
Our 5 grand finals would finish on the same date.
Okay. I think they're keen to not have anybody doing anything till May 31 there, so that would push you back to Queen's Birthday, which you had as obviously a weekend off for your league this year. Is there a potential you may have to play that date to then get those 11 rounds in?
No, I think I was counting that date in, Tom, when the 11 games came up, but to do the 11 games and finish a week before the GFL in the finals or the grand final, we'd have to start on May 30. But that's something that we could have a look at going forward. We've got a couple of months up our sleeve to work with that.
I did ask Will the same question, Neville. Do you fear that maybe the season won't go ahead depending on the spread of the coronavirus and the impact it has on the community?
Well, it's possible. That's the worst scenario that we would want, but if it's going to save people's lives, we'll support that and probably go a year without having a game of football.
Yep. Obviously, it's been put on clubs to not train, not to play practice matches, not to have mass club gatherings. It's hard to police. Will the GDFL have to do something in regards to, I suppose, putting it on your clubs to ensure that they adhere to those guidelines?
No, I think our clubs are professional enough to understand the seriousness of the virus. And they've been ringing and keeping in touch with us to see what they can do and what they can't do. And they're all toeing the line. And no, they're still training, but they're not training as a group. They train in twos and threes and go for a bit of a run and keep the fitness up. So both football and netball will be doing that, I would think. And I think the clubs, as I said, are professional enough and wouldn't want any one of their members coming down with the virus.
Yep. You have a majority of your clubs who are gated and are able to charge a fee for entry. You also obviously have all your clubs relying on bar takings, canteen, merchandise, membership and the like. Do you expect a financial hit for your competition?
Oh, of course. The clubs, if they're only going to play one round of games, it means they might only have six games at home, five away, something like that. Of course, it's going to hurt them, but also, there's other costs that will be saving because they won't have as much umpire fees, and so all the other things are reduced, player payments, all that sort of thing. But yeah, we'll just sit down with the clubs. If they need some support, we'll be there to assist them.
I know that AFL Bowen have a little bit to do with your salary cap and also your points allocations. Will you work with them to potentially review those and maybe pro-rata the salary cap and maybe or then in another place maybe offer more points for clubs to play to?
Oh, yes, there's all those things that have got to be discussed going forward. But as we've got a little breathing space now, if we need to adjust those things, I'm sure that people will be realistic about it.
Yep. Do you fear for the future of some of your clubs, Nev? I know, obviously, financially, the GDFL is one of the stronger competitions in country Victoria, but and you obviously are very generous to your clubs. But do you fear that a season like this, and if we played no football and netball at all, that it could drive some to the wall?
Well, that's possible, but I'm sure that the clubs, as I said before, would save some money, and if they've only got to pay half their player payments, then you know they've just got to be a bit careful and sit down with the players and readjust that. As we, you know, going back a few years ago when we had the drought, we had a delayed start to the season, and this is probably a little bit more serious, but it's a similar thing.
Yeah, you've been around local football longer than most as you approach the ripe old age of 80, and I think what president now for 36 seasons of the GDFL. Is this the biggest challenge you've faced as a football administrator?
I think it's the biggest challenge for the public in general. Tom, it's never been seen. This, I was just saying to my partner Linda the other night, but my parents, they went through, they were born back in 1906, Dad was born. He went through First, Second World War, Depression, a lot of sicknesses that were around back then, diphtheria, TB, all those sort of things that happened back in their days. And we're a little bit more wiser now because our medical systems are a lot better than back in those days.
Yep. What's next for the GDFL, Nev? Do you convene a meeting of your executive and your club delegates?
No, we've been in contact by social media and emails going backwards and forwards. So we're right on top of it at the moment. We're going to have a meeting tonight, but now this has been handed down, there's no need for that. We'll just talk to one another and come up with the decisions of what might happen going forward.